There are currently more than 35,000 National Guardsmen and women serving in Iraq. The National Guard Bureau says they make up about one quarter of the U.S. fighting force there. In a few minutes, we're going to check in with a guardsman we met over the summer. He's just re-enlisted, this time to go to Afghanistan. First, Monica Brady-Meyeroff of member station WBUR has a report that gives us a sense of what families go through during a deployment.
This is the sound Staff Sergeant Jim Scanlon dreams of hearing. It's his older daughter, Autumn, playing basketball on the new blacktop he laid down in his backyard before leaving for a year-long deployment in Iraq.
When we just got, like, this court, like, my dad made it. Now we're going to play when he gets back.
Autumn is tall and athletic. She plays basketball, soccer, and baseball. Usually, her dad is at every game. But he's missed each one since he left the Boston suburb of Waltham almost 6 months ago. He's part of the 1060th National Guard Transportation Company. 11-year-old Autumn imagines him in a different scenario.
I think of it as like a long year business trip. I don't think of it as he's like in Iraq because it's easier.
In civilian life, Jim Scanlon is a short-haul truck driver. Now he's in Baghdad in the Green Zone, helping map out trucking routes for supply deliveries to American troops. Back home, his wife, Karen, says she now has a different perspective on life.
Like when he comes home, I think, like we said, we're going to do more things as a family. Not that we didn't, but, you know, not be so stressed out. Like have more fun. Just living life instead of just, you know, letting life live you.
Karen says her daughters are dealing with their father's absence differently. The older of the two, Autumn, doesn't get emotional about it. But it's affecting 7-year-old Amber every day.
She seems to be more clingy. She's more afraid of stuff. She's more on obsessed with death. I don't know if it's a stage she's going through. And she cries a lot. Like she misses, like she'll get sad a lot easier.
Amber says she's afraid her father will be gone so long that she'll forget him.
Like I really miss him that much. A lot.
Missing her two front teeth, Amber is sometimes hard to understand.
I can remember him because I remember a lot of stuff about him, like when he was at the park with me.
Every couple of days, Jim emails from Iraq and calls when he can.
Okay. Hello? Jim, I'm going to put you on speaker, okay?
Dad?
Hey, Autumn, how are you?
Good. Can we please set up my basketball hoop?
On the phone, the family keeps him tied into daily events, like replacing the old basketball hoop with a new one they just bought.
Hon, I told you that it's up to your mom in the end, and as long as somebody can help her do it, that's fine.
While some parents get tired of driving their kids to swim meets, hockey games, and school play rehearsals, Sergeant Scanlon pines for those routines of family life.
It is the little things, and, you know, I wish I was home now helping Autumn and Amber put together the basketball hoop that they got.
Compared to other military families who sometimes struggle financially and emotionally with a deployment, the Scanlons are doing well, something they attribute to a strong network of family and friends. Jim Scanlon was on active duty for 11 and a half years in the Air Force and Navy. He joined the National Guard 4 years ago to work towards his military pension. He and his wife Karen knew a deployment to Iraq was likely. She's not happy that he's over there, but neither of them regrets the decision.
It made us stronger. It made me a stronger person. It made me realize what people take for granted, what you have. For us, I think this was the best thing.
Karen Scanlon says the deployment is a test of marriage and family. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.